You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Robin Cass, who is the casting director for CBS's Big Brother. Good evening, Robin. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm very excited to talk to you. Big Brother open... Yay is right. Big Brother open casting call is coming right here to Lansing in next week.
We are. We're going to be there on the 14th, Thursday, April 14th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge.
Well, that you just did a commercial for them. They're going to thank you for that, too.
Great.
Very good. I get to be one of the judges. I'm so excited about this whole event, to be watching this event. I'm curious, who are you looking for? Who is the person that is successful on a show like Big Brother?
You know, it's the same question that I've asked every year. This is season 13 on the show, and I mean, I don't have an exact answer. We like people on the show who are very opinionated. We like people with good energy. We like people who obviously like to share stories about themselves and like to talk. You know, I mean, we're looking for people who are going to be really competitive this summer. There's $500,000 at stake, so we want people who obviously want to get in the house and spend some time with probably some nutty people from around the country and leave with $500,000 in their pocket.
Robin, my daughter's my unpaid intern here. She's sitting here looking at me across the table going, you and me.
Let's do it. Yeah, until you're a week into it going, what have you put me up to? It's a long summer. It's a big commitment. It's a long summer, but it's a really fun time.
Why don't we give some people some of the parameters of the show here? We do the open casting calls. You're doing these all around the country now. And when would folks, let's say I'm on the show. Obviously, that won't happen. But let's say I'm on the show. I'm not brave enough. I don't think
I
am.
Tell your daughter.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
There we go. She's looking at me with a sad face. What would be happening with me if I were to do the show? What would be the next step if I made it through the casting calls?
Well, there's a few different steps in the casting. It's actually a pretty long process. So the people, you can either send in a tape, go to CBS.com, click on Big Brother and find out how to send in a tape, or you can go to one of these open casting calls around the country. Also on CBS.com, you can find out where all these casting calls are. You'll get a few minutes to sort of tell us a little bit about yourself. From there, if you get a call back, you will be meeting for about 30 minutes on camera with one of the casting producers from around the country. If you make it past that, that's when we fly you out to Los Angeles and you meet with me and the producers, and it's a pretty lengthy process to get on these shows.
Well, and then obviously you said this is for season 13, lucky season 13.
Right.
When we actually get there, we're living in a house for the three people on the planet who haven't seen this show. we're living in a house where virtually everything we do is recorded audibly or visually.
Correct. There is not an inch in that house that you can get away from any camera. So it's 24/7. It airs live 24/7 on the internet, and it also airs on CBS primetime three nights a week. And these people are basically cut off from the outside world. So there's no TV, no computers, no phone, no music, no radio, no books, no magazines, and basically you just have the other people in the house to entertain you, and it's a three-month-long competition where somebody is voted out of the house every week, and the last person left standing at the end of the 3 months wins the $500,000.
And again, for those three people who haven't seen it, how many people start off in the house?
You know, it kind of varies season to season. It's usually 12, 13, or 14. So I don't know exactly what they're planning on this season yet.
So if you're incredibly impressive, you may expand the number a couple.
Sure, you never know.
You never know. Well, how much fun do you have with this? I know you do casting for other shows as well, obviously, with your company, Casting Inc. How are you so successful at finding the right combination of folks to make these formulas work together?
Wow. I mean, that is the golden question. Who the heck knows? I mean, this show is definitely my baby. I've been doing it since season 2, since the very beginning. And I'm also a big fan of the show. Not only do I cast it, I watch the show. I never miss an episode. So, you know, I can pretty much look at the casting coming from a viewer standpoint. What type of people do I want to root for? What type of people do I want to see compete in the house? And I think that I have a pretty good grasp on kind of what the viewers want, and believe me, every season there's always viewers who love the cast and hate the cast, and I think it's just important to try to make as many people as possible excited to come back and watch it next season.
And we do, as the public for these shows, and I admit to watching almost every one of them, we kind of love the train wrecks. We kind of
course.
We get endeared to the folks that are simply train wrecks.
Yeah.
We love the nice people. I mean, we love a really good mix, and to watch them have to interact in this way, and they have to. If you're cut off from the rest of the world, this is all you've got.
Yeah. And that's it. You know, it's not, you know, so many people will contact me over email or Facebook and tell me, you know, how I can do it better and what they hate about the casting that I do. But basically, I just want to put people in there that everybody wants to talk about. And it might be negative things. Maybe everybody in America hates this person. But the fact that if I get, you know, 500 emails one morning because 500 people hate this one person, it just means they're talking about them and they know about them. And that's what's important. I just want people who are going to strike up some sort of conversation. You know, you want the water cooler people. You want people who are going to do something out of the ordinary, either to root for or to hope that they get kicked out of the house. And you just want people from all different walks of life combining.
Have you had, as you said, I've done it from season two. So you've got a decade in on this show,
yes.
Or more than 10 seasons going.
Yeah.
Have you had a favorite, or is 2013 or is the 13th season going to be your favorite?
I mean, I definitely have favorite parts of all of them.
Okay.
I mean, I have favorite moments. I have to pick one over all the rest. I mean, I am so closely connected with the cast of the shows that it's a little bit like Sophie's Choice. You know, I would have to think hard, but there are definitely characters and people and moments of every season that I really love.
Well, I love the idea. I love when, if you said, if people could do it better, have they looked at your resume?
I know. There needs to be one person out there who just trades lives with me for one day, and they see that it's not as easy as everyone thinks it is. You know, there's so many people who want to get on the show. I try really, really hard to get the best of the best, but ultimately there's always going to be someone disappointed.
Well, and how many folks do you have come out generally at these open casting calls? They're extraordinarily successful, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, you never know. When it's this, you know, there's so many reality shows out there that I think people who really want to be on reality shows, maybe they pick and choose specific ones they want to go to, and you never know. We can go to some cities and there are 30 people online, and we can go to some cities where there are 3,000 people online. You know, you never know who's going to be interested. You never know if we've done enough outreach, and we just keep our fingers crossed that a large group of people will be there.
Well, I'm excited about it. Again, the open casting call here in Lansing is Thursday, April 14th, 4 to 7 p.m., as Robin said off the top, in a very good commercial at Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Lansing. Looking forward to the experience of being a part of that as well. Robin, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again when it's time for the casting call.
That's great. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Robin Cass, who is a casting director for CBS's Big Brother reality show. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.